Cuba at UN, death, scars follow wherever U.S. intervenes. By Gabriel Reyes on September 23, 2021. The U.S. government's intervention in foreign countries leaves behind death and scars. Cuban leader Miguel Marian Díaz-Canel Bermúdez said on Thursday at the 76th session of the UN General Assembly. Wherever the United States intervenes, instability, death, and hardships increase, leaving behind long-lasting scars, Bermúdez said in a pre-recorded speech presented at the UN headquarters on September 23. The Cuban leader argued that the UN cannot ignore the lessons learned in Afghanistan. He referred to the Taliban's ouster of Kabul's U.S.-backed government on August 15. The takeover followed a nearly 20-year-long U.S. and NATO military operation in Afghanistan, which attempted to install a democratic government in Kabul. Continuing, Bermúdez said. It took two decades of occupation, a toll of thousands of deadly casualties, 10 million displaced and billions of dollars in costs, which turned into profits for the military-industrial complex, to reach the conclusion that terrorism cannot be prevented or fought with bombs, that occupation only leads to destruction and that no country has the right to impose its will on sovereign nations. Elsewhere in his UN speech, Bermúdez called for an end to alleged foreign interference in several nations including Nicaragua, Syria, and Belarus. We ratify our firm support to the brother people of Nicaragua and its national reconciliation and unity government, led by Commander Daniel Ortega, who are courageously and proudly defending the achievements attained against the threats and interventionist actions of the U.S. government, the Cuban leader said. Nicaragua's Socialist Ruling Party, the Sandinista National Liberation Front, FSLN, has allegedly imposed increasing restrictions on the voting rights of Nicaraguan citizens ahead of an upcoming general election, according to a recent UN report. Between 22 June and 6 September, my office documented the arbitrary detention of 16 people, including political leaders, human rights defenders, business people, journalists, and peasant and student leaders, in addition to 20 others detained since 28 May. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet told the UN Human Rights Council in an oral report on September 13. This group includes 6 men and 1 woman who publicly stated that they wanted to run for the presidency, and a vice presidential candidate has been charged while at liberty, she said. Nicaraguans will elect the country's next president, members of parliament, and National Assembly in a general election on November 7. Nicaragua's ruling party passed a law in late 2020 banning political candidates in this year's general election who lead or finance a coup, encourage foreign interference, ask for military intervention, propose or plan economic blockades, or applaud and champion the imposition of sanctions against Nicaragua or its citizens, the Associated Press, AP, reported last December. Around the same time, the U.S. government imposed sanctions on about 27 people close to Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega and his wife, Vice President Rosario Murillo, including Murillo herself and 3 of her children with Ortega in an effort to support free elections, according to the AP.